I was born in St Albans, at St Olive's Nursing Home, which then stood in Grosvenor Road, but no longer there. And born and brought up then in Tavistock Avenue at number 12 by my parents, Les and Ida Newton. They'd moved around all over the place, but originally heralded from Nottingham and liked St Albans.
When did they move to Tavistock Avenue?
1938.
It wasn't new then, was it?
No, they weren't new houses, and in honesty, I can't tell you how old the house was. I do remember they were rented by Norman Hall, who for a long time was an estate agent in St Albans. And when Norman Hall wanted to sell them, my father couldn't afford it. And when my father could afford it, Norman Hall didn't want to sell it, so it remained a rented property until my father and I left here in 1968.
And you can remember your parents speaking of what it used to look like years ago?
I can. When they first moved here, where the Cotmill Estate is, that was all fields, because they often used to talk about walking across the fields and going to the Odeon Cinema and sort of getting fish and chips and walking back across the fields, but there were no houses there at all when they moved here. There were fields at the back of Wilshire Avenue. They used to belong to the milkman, and that backed on then to St Stephen's Vicarage. That was all open fields. And Maynard Drive, obviously that was all fields, because I used to go and play on those fields down near the gasometers, which I think are still standing there.
They are, but they're about to come down. So you can remember playing there then?
Oh yes, we play for hours on these fields. We play in the street as well. The little grass islands, when they came and cut the grass, we'd be there piling up the grass and making sort of outlines of houses and walking through all the rooms. And at the top of Tavistock Avenue there was another island, and that was where the old air raid siren stood.
That end, yes.
Right at the top.
That's right at the top, yeah.
Right at the top. So we used to play around there as well, and there was a big brick. I don't know whether it was a hut for all the workings of the air raid siren or what, but we used to sort of climb all over that. No health and safety laws in those days. We'd walk for miles as children. Used to go and sit in Watling Street, just watching cars going down in front of, I can't remember the name of the road now, where the houses are, by St Bartholomew's. They stand,
Leicester Avenue.
They stand behind the...
Oh, yeah.
Well, we used to sit in the bushes. You could walk through there and sit and watch the cars. Or we'd even venture as far afield as the old signal box across the cottages on the far side of the what is now the 414.
Oh, right.
Where the stone cottages are, and there was a signal box. But we used to go and sit on the railway embankment.
The old houses on the 414, they're the flint cottages, are they?
Yes, because you can see, you pass them on the train where the signal box used to stand as you come right out of St Albans.
From the St Albans City Line?
Yes, the one into London. We'd play on what we knew as the water meadows down by Sockwell Mill with the stream, and take a jam jar and fishing net and go looking for tiddlers. No fear of strangers or anything. They were just really happy childhood memories. I think one of the highlights, there used to be a small fair, and that was held down there, Butterfield Lane, I think. That was great fun, but again, you were allowed to go down there. There were no restrictions.
No.
Not like there are today with small children. No, we just took sandwiches and a bottle of Tizer and we were out for the day. Lovely.
What was this road like years ago?
Quite different, because all of the houses have now been built.
Extended. Mm.
And I think as a child, it would have probably seemed wider. And to this day, I can't ride a bicycle. But I remember my father asked somebody if we could borrow one. And he walked, holding onto the saddle, all the way from the top of Tavistock Avenue down. And I still hadn't got the confidence to ride it. And I say to this day...
Because it's too wide.
Well, I couldn't get my balance on the bike, but then it seemed a very wide road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think the buses used to come round here with no problems. I remember the milkman coming round, and he used to have his horse on the fields behind the vicarage. To start with, he used to come round with his horse and cart. Walter, his name was.
What dairy was it, do you know?
No, but eventually it all became the express dairies. Mm. They were bought out. But I think most dairies were like that. There were very few independent ones.
Mm.
I don't know if it was technology moving on apace, but the horse had to go because it kicked Walter, so the horse had to go, and I think he was shot. But I sort of remember that as well. But by and large, they were good days.